Here at All Things Considered, we've been following the story of Greg O'Brien. The 64-year-old writer was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease 5 years ago. Today, he takes us into an important part of his daily routine. O'Brien has always been a runner. He used to run outside around his home on Cape Cod. Then, a few years ago, he started to get lost. So now he goes to the gym, but even that is getting more and more difficult. Here's Greg.
Running to me is essential, and I do it at the end of the day when something called sundowning takes over, and it's what light does to the brain when light changes, and it creates greater confusion. And so that's when I go to run.
My gym shorts, somewhere. Laundry. Fix this stupid light. You know where my shorts are?
And I used to run 6 miles a day on the treadmill.
Hey, where? I forget where I put the keys. Where are they?
And I would punish my body, because my body, and I'd be punishing my brain because it makes me angry.
Trying to get out of my driveway in this pure ice. I know I shouldn't be driving, but I just hate to give it up.
Well, at least my wife knows where I am. After I had an accident a couple months ago, she found this computer thing, an app on your iPhone that can tell people where you are at all times. So I gave it to my wife. I gave it to my kids.
AT&T Directory Assistance.
It's like piece by piece stripping yourself away, of identity. Okay, I know I'm not supposed to be driving, but it's a country road, and I'm going to the gym, because that's just what I'm going to do, because it's a day when I can't do it. Yeah, I know, I turned the thing off. Okay, I can't figure it out. Sorry, stupid, I can't figure it out. God, drive me crazy, these computers. Just between us, what I do just to piss them off sometimes is I turn the phone off, and then they don't know where I am. So then I get yelled at. Put it in park. Alzheimer's can break the body down after it starts to break the brain down, because brain signals get all whacked out.
Hey, how you doing?
I haven't had feeling in parts of my hands and feet for several years, and was diagnosed recently with acute scoliosis and degeneration of the spine.
Figure out how to work this damn thing again.
So I now go into the gym daily, and I put the treadmill on an incline of 15, which is the highest, and I crank the speed up to about close to 6.2, and I do my miles that way. And it still hurts, but less pain, because I'm not pounding. And it tells me that I'm still in this race.
It doesn't feel so bad today.
I'm 64 now. When I was 62, I got my mile down to 5 minutes and 20 seconds, which is pretty darn good. But I did it in rage. I was trying to outrun Alzheimer's.
Greg O'Brien's memoir is On Pluto, Inside the Mind of Alzheimer's.